talking my big ideas. Oh, please stay. Call me, honey. We could go upstate, make some money. I won't run away when you call. This cabernet will save us all. Oh, please stay. Call me, honey. We could go upstate, make some money. I won't run away when you call. This cabernet will
We don't have time to finish that song. Hello, everyone. This is Bad Vice. I'm Cosmo.
I'm Anna.
I'm Nick. I'm Nick. There we go. Okay.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Dude, I was scared you guys were going to join me on that one. I was like, all right, cool.
Well, I still have to turn to the wall every time we say it.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot Loki. Sorry.
Next
time I got you.
Yeah.
We'll have it memorized by next week.
Professor. For anyone wondering, that song was Veritas Quo by Daft Punk. And that's all I have to say on that front. Hi, guys.
So that's the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in.
It's been lit. Make sure to follow The Bad Vice Show on Instagram for all the latest.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing post by Nicholas Marusik.
Road to 100 followers.
Road to 100.
Did you see he used AI in the post?
Should I have tagged that?
No.
No? Okay.
We're going to report you.
Yeah, we're actually going to report you.
What did you use to make that?
I'm going to keep it a secret. But clearly it wasn't all human intelligence.
Was it? That's your simple pleasure.
Yeah. I didn't know you were an AI enthusiast like that, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, the best part is, like, I'm going to coin a new term here, but I one-commanded it. And what I mean by that is I didn't have to, like, type in a bunch of, like, commands or, like, make this more this or that. Like, literally my first command, which I won't reveal
because that's
like Coca-Cola revealing their secret recipe, right? Like, I'm not going to tell you what command I put in. However, the image that was the basis for the post, I made it with one ChatGPT command.
That's how good he is at using it.
He's just
he knows exactly what he wants. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need it.
I fear for the classes that you take.
How long was the prompt? Was it like?
It was like average sentence length, probably like 9 words.
3 college students, beautiful sunlit. Aura epic 4K.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
Anna. Hi.
Hi. Hey.
Yay. Hi.
Hey.
Hold on. Can we not do that?
Yeah, sorry, my bad.
You just don't understand.
I don't subject
the Medford community to that. All of the 35 Medford
Well,
listeners.
At least they couldn't see what.
Yeah, I think the finger motion made it much worse.
Oh. Well,
you guys aren't a fan of The Simpsons?
I liked it.
Halloween was last.
Yeah, that was bad. It's actually addicting doing that.
A little bit.
How was your Halloween? We didn't get to hear this.
My Halloween? It was really good. I dressed up as Jigsaw from Saw.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and then I dressed up as Puss in Boots.
We did actually hear this.
I think.
Or
and you asked me, and then
it's better the second time though. I liked hearing it again.
Yeah. The first costume wasn't planned. The second costume was planned. I think my first costume was better, just because I'm like so good at makeup. Like obviously, it had to be good.
Right.
But,
of course.
Yeah. And then Saturday I celebrated Day of the Dead.
Nice.
With in Curtis Hall here.
How
actually.
Was it?
It was really good. I don't recall seeing both of you there, but
do you?
I
remember that.
What do you mean? Yeah, no.
No,
we were one of the first ones there, so we just kind of like wanted to.
Yeah,
got it. Yeah, yeah.
But if you saw a photo of Cosmo on the display, like I put that there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where you guys were, like on.
We were in the displays,
display.
For sure. Nick and I got nervous. We were there, and then we were like, you know, we just didn't want to have too much aura, to be honest.
You're so right.
We like,
right.
stayed in a corner.
It's actually like so like, you know, culturally sensitive of you to do that. Because,
I mean that's what we were feeling. It was like. It's like, this is cool, but we don't want to make it about us.
Right, exactly.
No, exactly. But like, we are going to enjoy the food.
And you definitely did.
All right. You don't need to belabor the point.
But it went well?
It went well. Really glad it happened. I was really stressed, but I think it went well. And then, I mean, if you still want to see the ofrenda, it's at the Latinx Center at Tufts.
Yeah.
So.
Did you get a lot of submissions for photos?
Yes. No, we did. It's just like the issue was putting up pictures of dead people on like and dead people you don't know at that on an altar, and like low-key was really depressing, but like it's depressing in a beautiful way, you know,
because
they came back for a night.
Yeah,
love
that.
Anyway, simple pleasures.
Simple pleasures.
That's today's theme.
There you go.
I think we have a story to stare. Oh my God, I can't speak English, guys. What's going on? A story to share.
I think I have a story to share.
Let me pull this up. This is a wonderful story that is totally unrelated to our current topic, but it was just too good not to say. So here's this. I'm gonna read this. This is from a very special friend of ours. Okay.
I really like how this is written, I think.
She did a great job. She understood the assignment, you know? She got it. Anywho. So she said, when I was a child, maybe 4 or 5, my family had a dog named Sandy, who'd spend most of her time lying in my brother's room. This was most upsetting to me. I wanted Sandy's exclusive company, so I began to devise a plan to make my room the go-to hang. The way I saw it, there were 3 keys to lure a dog: comfort, food, and water. Initially, I contemplated fashioning a dog bed by stapling cotton balls together, but quickly I realized this was not the move. Nay, instead, I grabbed my sandcastle bucket and filled it with water and sliced deli ham. What dog could possibly resist a pail of ham water? To conceal my plans from the rest of my family, I hid the ham water behind my closet door. This was, unfortunately, too good of a hiding place because I promptly forgot about it. Weeks later, my mom picked up a smell wafting from my closet. Maturing ham water. Needless to say, she made me dispose of it, rendering my plan unsuccessful. Sandy ended up giving my brother's room a flea infestation in her later years, so perhaps it was all for the best. R.I.P. Huh. Ham water. I love this. That's so amazing. Much.
That's so good.
Ham water is gross. Also, yeah. Uh-huh. Imagining the smell, I can only picture it smelling like actually a decomposing body. That's like all the ingredients, I feel yeah. Like meat, water, yeah. and...
ham.
And some thyme.
And some thyme.
There you go.
Yeah. Wow.
Shout out ham water.
Shout out to this person. This is like...
Do you want to know the question I was wondering?
Yes.
So my initial question, because I was asking them more about this. Nick and I were both learning more about this.
Yeah.
My first thought is, well, did it work? Like, was it successful? What do you think?
No.
It was not.
Maybe the issue was not the ham water, but yourself.
Dude, wet ham is gross.
Wait, yeah. Anna, do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, maybe the dog didn't like you.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
And No amount of ham water can change that.
And then you created a problem for yourself by making your room smell like ham water.
Mm.
But at least it wasn't like a pain. Like, because, put it this way, this person didn't smell the ham water until their mom came in and smelled it. So if they became smell blind, then that's good.
Are we
getting a call?
We're getting a call.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
we got to take it.
Cosmo. Sorry, guys.
Let me know, the phone calling is incredibly confusing.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to fill in the silences.
Okay.
Cosmo and Anna.
Can you start singing, please?
I'm not going to sing, but I want to talk really fast. Okay, so as Cosmo and Anna attempt to solve the technical difficulty that would currently plague WMFO 91.5 Freeform Radio, I'm going to keep talking because they don't know how to... Oh, wait. No. They're about to figure it out. Well, they got it. All right, I'm done.
Hello?
Hello?
I cannot hear anyone on the other line, so...
I just heard a hello back.
I fear they may have hung up.
I accidentally put them on air. But no, they're not on air anymore.
If you just called in, please call us back.
Please give us a call back. We may have accidentally dropped your call.
No, we did not. Not really. Wait. Guys, we...
I'm so sorry. The microphone sheet is a little confusing.
Like, I swear we know how to do this so well, and we actually, like, taught our 3 trainees how to do it, but for some reason... We can't hear you. Okay. Anyway, I think they hung up.
Oh, we got... Okay, they're calling back.
There we go.
Thank you for struggling with us. Okay, honest. I'm holding this and then pressing that, right?
Yeah. Hold. Press. Let go. Can you hear?
I got nothing. Hello? I still got nothing. I can't hear them.
I'm listening.
Shoot us a text on WMFO DJ chat. Anyway, we're gonna move on.
Yeah, okay.
For now. So sorry. Hope no one is quality controlling us.
I think someone might need to take the Canvas quiz again.
Oh my god. Oh, I don't know what happened there. Anna, next time if this happens, you just want to like take over this.
No.
Okay, great. Press once for flashing. Once? Press? Okay. Hold, press.
For reference, there's like four circular buttons next to each other. And they don't have a number, but then they're given a number on this like cheat sheet. And you have to press them in a randomly sequential order.
All right, I'm going to know how to do it next time.
Yeah,
I'm just
going to
assume it was the Hamwater storyteller.
Of course.
Had to be.
There's no other option.
100%.
Anyway, guys, our simple pleasure is not receiving phone calls.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Tufts Alert.
I say we say if you did call, try one more time.
No!
Try one more time. I'm convinced I can get it this time.
I feel like my favorite part of listening to radio shows as a kid is when they would have like some random, slightly unhinged caller just calling on like a morning talk show, and just like I don't know.
And just like.
Oh, I actually totally understand how to do this.
Yeah, Cosmo gets
it. Okay, I know how to do it.
Is this not exactly how I did it?
No, anyway. You did. I think I just. I'm not a good listener is the issue. I think so. You told me and I thought I was doing it correctly and I wasn't.
Man.
I take full... Yeah, my bad, guys.
Okay, my simple pleasure is Cosmo listening to me. Anyway, anyone else want to share a simple pleasure?
Let us know at... I thought I was going to turn around and find the phone number.
855-915-9635 is the studio line if you want to call again.
Where did you read that?
It's like right up there, in front of your face. Right. So,
you know what? We can also check the DJ chat just to see if anyone...
Well, yes.
I have to ask, why is there a Skype up there too?
No reason.
No reason. Okay. Please don't Skype us right now. That would not be great.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
Nick, tell us about a simple pleasure you have.
You put a lot on there. Maybe most were AI generated.
Yeah. But there's a couple of Easter eggs if you look closely. No, I think
other than AI generation, what is your simple pleasure?
Okay, I was telling Cosmo this on the way here, and I think I'm gonna count it as a simple pleasure. And this is like something that's only come maybe in the last couple of years, but I think I've really appreciated just like when I go somewhere and have to wait in line a little bit. But then, like, I purposely, like, make myself bored. And what I mean by that is, like, I won't, like, go on my phone and, like, scroll reels. Well, sometimes it happens, but, like, generally not anymore. And I just kind of, like, let my day be put on pause because, like, you know, I'm waiting to, like, yeah. I'm thinking, like, I don't know, if I'm, like, in line for, like, Dunkin' or, like, I don't know, some, like, getting, like, a burrito at Picante, like, that type of line. You know, where it's not too bad. Like, to be clear, there are, like, diminishing marginal returns to the simple pleasure. But whenever I'm in a line and I'm just kind of, like, zoning out, especially when like there's like a really busy day going on, it's just kind of nice because it's like in the end of the day, like as much as we try to like, and I'm gonna side this out, it's still getting so philosophical, as much as we try to control our own lives and have agency over the choices we make, at a certain point, like, you know, you're still in like the flow of the universe and everyone else, and I think being in line is like a nice gentle reminder of that and a good chance to just, you know, kind of take a deep breath and, you know, get a little perspective on your day.
Do you want to wait in lines for me?
I would love to wait in lines together with you, but for you, I don't know. Because if I'm waiting for you, then I think you're missing my point.
All right, fair enough. You're right. Yeah.
Well, that was a really wholesome moment.
That's true.
That is my simple pleasure.
Listening to Nick talk about his. Honestly, me too. Yeah. I get that.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I would say my simple pleasure is, you know, when you're driving home and you're really tired.
Yeah.
I think getting on a straightaway and closing your eyes for just 2 to 3 seconds at a time is my simple
pleasure.
All right,
can we get the safe driving PSA?
WMFO does not endorse.
Obviously sleepy driving is bad, but a little bit every once in a while can be good.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say a simple pleasure just about like driving in
general. Oh my God. You know who was calling?
Who?
So we just got a message saying, Boo, it won't let me call you guys, but enjoy hearing your simple pleasures, specifically your friend's affinity for waiting in line. Nick, that's you.
Uh-huh.
She said, you guys rock. Signed 11:08 at 3:20 p.m. Zaina, who is our RA.
Oh my freshman. God, Zaina!
Zaina, I so love wholesome. You so much. I also
Zaina, I miss you so much. Please come back.
Yeah, please call back one more time. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So, come back. Yeah. We need you.
That just brightened our day.
Exactly when we need an RA. Oh
my, this is, okay. Zaina was my simple pleasure living in 93. Yes. I think Cosmo and I can agree. I know she's listening, so I guess. So I mean.
Zaina, no one cut my hair like you did.
No
one. I just want you to know that.
No one has RA'd like you RA'd.
I think that's a special thought in and of itself. Your RA freshman year does not feel like how you consider RAs, I feel like, later on in college.
Right.
Like, later on, you see them as, like, you know, your friends, because you might have friends that are RAs, or people that are just your same age. Whereas I feel like freshman year, I feel like I looked at Zaina as, like, this almost, like, adult figure in my life who was, like, kind of the guardrails of my freshman year and, like, making sure everything went all right.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like it's a very special figure, and especially for someone to do it that well, I feel like is a
very
long-lasting
memory. You know, a very inspiring, very good figure to have in freshman year.
Yeah, sorry, we're glazing, Zaina.
Well, no, but to be fair, you guys had such a formative experience in 93.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for the listeners who aren't familiar, they literally lived in, like, modular housing their freshman year. Cause
true.
That's respectfully how, the school over enrolled, but obviously they still very much belong here. They the numbers didn't work out, and so, like, they literally had, like, kind of like temporary housing. But the contrast is, like, I lived in, like, one of the oldest dorms on Tufts campus, Carmichael Hall, and again, like, not at anyone's fault, I just feel like there's no community there.
I think we definitely had one of the best communities at Tufts. I'm still friends. My housemates are all people I met through the mods. And
yeah.
That's awesome.
And not yours, but...
We wouldn't be having this show if it wasn't for the mods.
Right. And I think we have to thank the mods for letting us give bad advice to college
students.
Listen,
trauma bonding is a real thing. And I think if...
It was trauma bonding at first, but I think we made the most of it.
Yeah, I also can't call it trauma bonding if we had AC. I feel like that's not...
Right.
And free laundry.
And free laundry.
Dude, I'm still thinking about that.
Yeah. And stairs, I think, was...
No stairs. Mm-hmm. How was Nick? How's your RA? I feel like I don't know anything about your freshman year RA.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of bizarre. I had two RAs, and I can't remember the first one's name. But there was this one time when I got super sick, and, like, I'd been in the hospital because, like, I had such terrible, like, stomach pains because I think, you know, DeWick went... I got food poisoning from DeWick, one of our dining halls. And I texted him, and I was like, oh, can, like, you pick up my, like, prescription medication at CVS by any chance? Like, I physically... can barely stand up and walk to the bathroom right now. And he actually dropped everything he was doing, and within, like, an hour, he brought me my meds. Mm-hmm. And then I felt better within a few days. So, like, I never went into my RA's room. Like, there wasn't, like, a constant, like, advice, kind of, like, mentorship thing like that.
Yeah.
But also, like, in the moment when I needed him the most, he came in clutch.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's great. Shout out JP if you're listening.
JP. You guys want to hear a stupid joke I heard?
No.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, right,
next segment.
Moving on.
A horse walks into a bar, right? And he goes to order a drink, but the bartender says, hey, man, I think I've seen you here before. Do you think you're maybe becoming an alcoholic? And the horse says, I don't think I am. And poof, suddenly he disappears. Now, the joke is based on René Descartes' philosophy, I think, therefore I am. But if I told you that part before the joke, that'd be putting Descartes before the horse.
Oh. How about you let the mic drop and
so
then keep it down there?
So funny. Oh, my God. Philosophy
jokes. Yeah, you got the whole squad laughing.
Yeah,
love
you know,
it.
Guys. What about it?
Yeah, there's a whole department for that at the school, Cosmo.
Yeah. Maybe you should join them.
Mm-hmm. Philosophy or jokes?
Both.
Definitely not jokes.
What do you mean? The cheap socks exist.
True.
Oh, so true. guys. You know, what's going on here?
We're listening, we're listening.
Like, I think my simple pleasure is, you know, having this very... awkward silence between us.
Just soak it in, really. Just,
I really love how we all kind of just have to stare at each other. Is but that, then something comes to us, and it's funny and witty. Yeah. And then the awkward silence happens again. But the same, it's like a cycle. And speaking of a cycle, we actually got another submission.
Oh, God. Live submission. I love it.
Yeah, I will read this.
Let's hear it.
There is no way this is real.
Oh, okay. I'm almost embarrassed to admit this, but one of my simple pleasures as a kid was, well, eating the insides of furniture. It sounds weird, I know. It started with just little nibbles on the edge of the couch cushion when no one was around. Something about the texture was strangely satisfying, like a forbidden snack with the soft, crumbly feel that I couldn't resist. I'd sit there, sneaking tiny bites, hoping no one would notice, and then I discovered the armchair stuffing. It had this sponge-like texture that felt like it was meant to be chewed, and even though I knew, deep down, it definitely wasn't. The strangest part was how secretive it all felt. I knew I shouldn't be doing it, and I was always so worried someone would catch me mid-nibble. Every time my parents found my
You gotta just keep going. We'll address that after.
holes in the cushions. I'd blame the dog and pretend I had no idea how they got there. It was this odd little ritual, my own guilty habit that didn't make sense to anyone else. Eventually, I even found a hidden spot under my bed where I could peel back the mattress fabric and have my own private stash of fluff. Looking back, it's so strange to think of it as comforting, but it was. My little secret world of cushion bites and mattress fluff.
Dude, why do we have freaks?
Oh my gosh.
Don't call them a freak.
That's right, dude. I'm sorry.
Wait, just
in that freaky all response.
That little last line of like my own little world of like cushion bites and mattress fluff. It's almost poetic.
Yeah.
I don't know. This
was very well written.
This is a convincing simple pleasure. And like to be clear, like it still wouldn't convince me all the way, but also like I feel like whoever like wrote this story, told it in a way that's like you could almost be sympathetic to them, at least just for a second.
Well, you know, pika exists. If you guys are know
what's that?
It's like the urge to eat things that aren't food. Yeah, because of texture or whatever.
Fair enough.
Maybe you have pika, and maybe you should check that out.
Yeah.
And
if you still do that, you should.
should go to the doctor, maybe.
Let the doctor
to the doctor because you might have so much mattress fluff in your body.
The reason Anna and I laughed for a second was because as she was reading, someone submitted a story that starts almost the exact same. So Nick, this one's for you, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. And just to finish that off, if you have and pika, let the doctor take a peek at you.
He was thinking about that the whole time.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Round of applause.
Yeah. So this was from a completely different person. I'm a little... Oh. Okay. Can I just...
Nick, if you want, you can also tilt. Like, you're gonna go like that if it's easier.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Other thing I was gonna say is, I feel like a lot of these stories are all the ones that, like, seem to have the same theme. Start with a quote, I'm a little embarrassed to admit it. But we're gonna read it anyway because you submitted it. So, this person says, I'm a little bit embarrassed to admit it. One of my simple pleasures as a kid was hiding beans around the house. It started out as a silly experiment. I'd stash a kidney bean in the cabinet or tuck a few chickpeas under the couch cushion just to see if anyone would notice. But then I realized I could blame it on Grandma. She had Alzheimer's, and sometimes she'd forget where she put things. No one really questioned it when we'd find random beans in odd places. I didn't fully understand what Alzheimer's meant, and at the time, I knew that if I looked surprised and said, oh, Grandma must have just put it there, everyone would just nod and move on. It became a little game for me. I'd leave a trail of black beans in the hallway, or slip a few lentils into the silverware drawer, and then watch as my parents found them later, sighing with that mix of confusion and pity. They'd shake their heads, chalking it up to Grandma's, quote, antics. Sometimes I'd feel a twinge of guilt, especially when she looked genuinely confused about the beans herself, but I couldn't help it. It was like a weird little treasure hunt I'd set up for everyone. Looking back, it was such a strange habit, but there was something thrilling about the whole thing. The secret game only I knew I was playing.
Kind of a...
wow.
A menacing thing to do.
Yeah. This person is a savage. Oh, I was waiting for another boom when I said
silent.
Wow, you guys aren't working with me here.
Bruh.
No, literally, literally.
Dude, finding out about the soundboard is dangerous.
I got just to be clear.
I found this website last night and I was like, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
As I was reading that, I see Cosmo and Anna like halfway through start like making like hand gestures to each other. And I was like, something's going bad here.
Is this one sound?
Why is it so loud?
All right. Stop it.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I did not think it would be that long.
You just blasted all of our listeners' hearing.
Where? What? Lentils being hidden? Yeah. Oh my god.
Trail of beans?
If that's a real story, that's just deeply evil.
Yeah.
Blaming it on your grandma who's riddled with Alzheimer's is awful.
Yeah.
An evil thing.
I always say one time's a prank, but more than one time is not a prank.
You have always said that. I've noticed you've said that a lot, Nick.
I know, yeah. Especially when you tried to prank me last week. don't act confused. You remember
more
what you
than
did.
One time.
My prank last week?
I won't mention it on air. Anyway.
If you're talking about what I think you're talking about, just know I was not the only one in on it. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Wait, can you explain this?
Which one are you talking about?
Oh. I'm going to be so on you, so I'm BSing right now.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, no, sorry guys, there wasn't actually a... Well, as far as I remember, there wasn't a prank that Cosmo played on me. But
that's
now,
crazy,
now I want to know what you're thinking of, because I almost like set up a trap here.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I already put one foot in. I can't.
Yeah, you go ahead, elaborate.
No.
The mic is yours.
You said 1 week ago, didn't you?
About a week ago.
About a week ago? Someone just knocked?
I think it's just the wind.
Is that you? Is that a soundboard thing?
No. Also, you turned me off. That's
did
pause.
I?
Oh,
I did. Yeah. Sorry, you're back on.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, I mean, you have the choice or not, or we can just listen to soundboards for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
I know Anna's ready.
So.
I love this. There's some that I played yesterday. I was like, whoa. Cannot put this one on air.
Fair enough.
What I was thinking about was, you know, a moment that I'm actually not going to divulge because I, you know, Nick, I thought you were talking about something and then I stepped into it and I fear if I reveal any more information, I might expose myself. So I'm not gonna.
Okay, well that's a great time for a live announcer copy of texting and driving prevention. If you find yourself on the road with Cosmo Calloway, who's admitted just now to sometimes driving a little bit sleepy, it's important that you know that distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoptextstoprex.org and learn more. Sorry. Cosmo, if you're going to do that, turn your mic off at least.
I got you, Anna. You're like...
Damn, it smells in here.
There's so many... Okay, I can't have this open. This is going to just make me only listen to that forever. Do you guys have any songs you want to listen to? Oh my god, what is that? You just can't.
No,
also, I found this, so if anyone ever wants to connect and do it that way, that's also an option.
A double dongle?
Double dongle. Double nice. Dongled up on a Friday afternoon.
Just to, like, to be clear, Cosmo was showing us it's like an aux cord, but then it separates into two, like both an iPhone lightning cable and then like a USB-C cable.
Yeah, if you were scared when I said... Nick, look at this dongle. Yeah. That's what he was referring to.
Is that yours? Or did you just find it?
No, I just found this. This is here. Nice.
Yeah, get
so another one like this. I don't know.
Wow.
The more you know.
Awesome, guys. Let's move on.
So, any other like?
Oh.
Yeah.
Keep going.
No, I was gonna say, like, do we have any like bona fide like kind of just like normie simple pleasures to talk about, maybe.
Yeah. Soundboard. I got one.
No, that doesn't count, Anna. Cut her off.
If I've ever been upset for any reason at Tufts, is that the Among Us sound?
Yeah, this is. Sorry. Okay. I gotta turn this off. Continue, please.
We're putting you down. if I'm ever feeling upset at Tufts, like I have a really bad day, I just go to the Dave's Fresh Pasta and I get a sandwich.
Yeah.
And it makes me infinitely happier. That's my simple pleasure.
Nice. Are you sponsored by them?
I wish. If we can get this this radio hour sponsored by Dave's Fresh Pasta,
the world would be a better place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. Nice. So true, guys. Wow.
What kind of, you said subs, like what's your like go-to sub in particular?
So they do like less so subs and more so like kind of like artisan sandwiches.
Okay.
Like they do a lot of like
you would
focaccia.
Like that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm joking. Focaccia's all the focaccia's.
They have this blue cheese steak on focaccia that's incredible. Okay. They also have I've heard their fig
and prosciutto.
Yeah, fig and prosciutto is apparently.
Mm. Yeah, goated. I'm familiar. You know my work catered them for free, so I got to try one of these really amazing sandwiches.
Nice.
And I was like, wow, this is why I work for God. What?
That was the fig and prosciutto?
Yeah, it was, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why I work for God, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that like on Handshake, or how'd you find that?
My job?
Yeah, like working for God.
He came to me one day.
that's a great answer.
Yeah. So, now I work there.
That's good. Yeah.
Wow, guys.
Just thinking about God, you know?
Yeah, no, yeah. So true.
Thinking about spirituality.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The chaplaincy.
Thinking about fig and prosciutto sandwiches.
100%.
Dave's Fresh Pasta.
That reminds me, I had like an apple and brie once from Kindleton, which is one of our Tufts dining like retail locations on campus. And you would think it's kind of in the line of like, ooh, like prosciutto and fig, or like apple and brie, like it must be so like kind of fancy and tasty. And like the apple was like a little bit old and the brie cheese had just kind of like melted into it, and it was not a simple pleasure.
That sounds disgusting.
I know, I just had to share.
So glad we heard that.
I witnessed Nick today try some food that was very expired.
The cottage cheese,
dude.
Can you give us a review?
I feel embarrassed because my reaction was almost too audible, and I should have known when I was like, oh, why is it discolored? But then I'm like, the expiration date is November 18th. Like last time I checked, that's still 8 days out, or 10 days out. Yeah, math is hard. And so
true.
I took a bite of it, and like here's the other thing too, like you know when like you have expired milk and it smells bad, like this cottage cheese just smelled very neutral. And it tasted really, really, like, it just tastes like absolute spoiled milk. But, like, also, like, throw up at the same time. And then I had to dispose of it.
I'm sorry you had that experience, Nick.
Yeah. Oh, it's fine.
Thank you for creating this
How did you say it tasted when we were earlier at the house?
It, like, genuine, like, mix of, like, spoiled milk and throw up.
Yeah.
I knew you heard me the first time. I'm not falling for that again. Also, quick, like, maybe, like, pro-life Nick, tip here, as Cosmo and Anna are.
Did you say pro-life tip, too?
Well, let me finish my sentence. One thing I've learned since living in a house and, like, having my own little corner of the fridge is, like, it's really easy to lose the groceries that go far behind you in the fridge. And I've had some things, like, inadvertently go bad. So next time you're home and looking at your fridge, make sure you check, like, in the back before that stuff expires.
Bruh. That wasn't me. Just so you know,
tell me you never had your food go bad before.
I have.
Okay.
And that's my comment. Yeah, I have. Cool. And then I throw it out. I don't eat it, I think.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like prevention here. So.
Oh, right. Correct. Yes, guys.
Yeah.
Don't put your things in the back of the fridge.
Well, but sometimes like you live with like four other housemates and there's just no space.
And the four other housemates are like Cosmo, and it's
I
like,
know. And like, it's, and when you're Cosmo, you have like 3 oat milks and like 2 soy vanilla yogurt.
Dude, I've been
3
I'm,
oat milks.
I'm not gonna lie, this year I've become a homesteader a little bit. You know, like, is her name Nara Smith or Nora Smith? You know,
Nara Smith.
Nara Smith.
How dare you?
I'm honestly becoming her at this point. I've been making tortillas every single week for myself, and they're incredible.
So this week, Nick really wanted some homemade
some homemade tortilla.
Cosmo would never cook for me.
Dude,
he's too cool for
me. I actually, you know what? My most recent meal that I think I perfected, Nick can actually eat. Which is like making a...
That sounded like such a backhanded compliment. Okay.
Yeah, this sensitive little tummy can finally eat.
Well, he is eating spoiled cottage cheese on the daily. Yeah. So.
No, I will say, out of everyone I know, I feel like your digestive tract is probably like significantly more advanced than everyone else's. Like, you got intestines of steel.
I credit it with eating tons of dairy products from an early age.
Yeah. Why do you think he's so tall? Mm-hmm. Anyways,
wait, so what's the thing I could
eat? I've been making... So number one, make your own tortillas. They're infinitely better. Like, there's nothing better. This sounds like an ad right now. There's nothing better than the warm taste of a tortilla. That, also egg. Also soy riso from Trader Joe's, which is incredible.
I need to get on that.
Better than the choy riso? Jesus. Okay. They're chorizo that they sell. Cheese, hot sauce.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's incredible.
What are the macros like on the chorizo?
I don't know, man. Good.
Nice.
They taste good. That's honestly the only macros I care about at this point.
I mean that sounds delicious, but also I feel like considering Anna's heritage, she could definitely one up you with like a tortilla.
Wait.
And make it obvious, like, I don't know.
Hold on. Considering my heritage.
Well, no, I'm sorry, but I feel you've like.
I'm not gonna lie. A new story came up. Repeat that last bit. What happened?
No. Okay, now
considering
I feel like
Anna's heritage. Okay, like, one up you.
I said that. Okay, I phrased that in a bad way, and I apologize. But what I'm trying to say is like I feel like this tortilla sounds good, and like you're just like, oh, I can make you a tortilla, but I feel like I would rather try like more like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something more authentic.
Yeah. You don't think my tortillas are authentic?
Like, no.
If I made them, would you think they were authentic?
Yes. And, like, they would 100%, like, no matter how it tastes, like, they would definitely be better than Cosmo's. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Okay. I'm just trying to, like...
I see how it is.
Look at you, ally. Love that.
What I'm trying to say...
Yeah, where were you during the Dia de los Muertos party, Nick?
Yeah.
I was there in the corner, I swear. I'm just saying, I feel like Cosmo's,
Nick was like, wow, this is a really authentic party.
No.
I'm kidding.
It wasn't a party. It was a celebration.
Sorry. Okay. We're splitting hairs now.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It definitely... Yeah, my tortillas are definitely not legit, but they taste great. And Loki, the secret that they don't want you to know about, and I wouldn't make this for you.
Really?
Everyone.
Okay.
The deep state is you got to add beef tallow to them if you can. I haven't been doing that to the more recent ones, but...
See, like, that feels like a prank you would pull on me.
No, dude, I would not do that. That's evil.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is just... I had that last night at 10 p.m. It was incredible. Breakfast burritos at night, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, you guys aren't ready for
this. Speak on it.
It's a conversation we're not ready to have, you know?
Yeah, like, you only eat breakfast burritos.
Yeah, yeah. Mama, a breakfast burrito right behind you. All right, can someone else talk?
Thank you. Boom.
This next story... is actually just entirely not allowed to be read on air.
I read it and had to close it.
Yeah, and I know exactly who it's from, too.
Of course. I also... but to that we say, stop.
Yeah.
If you're listening, which I know you are...
I found another one.
Oh, wait, sorry, I'm reading the newest one.
Yeah, wait, I'm going to read the new one. So, Nick, feel free to read the second most recent one. Here's the most recent.
Yeah.
My simple pleasure is pranking one of my best friends. It started out simple, with convincing him that Moto Moto's name for Madagascar is Mogo Mogo. At one point, it escalated to a plan between three of my friends, where we sent him texts that stated, "Thank you to subscribing to Ferret Facts." And every few hours, we would send him random information about ferrets. We then got him to show us his credit card and memorize the last four digits and text him, "Thank you for upgrading to Fairfax Premium. $20 has been charged to your card ending in XXXX. Finally, we got his address and told him that our staff were going to come home. We're going to come and bring our ferrets for a home visit. Unfortunately, he never actually read any of the messages and instead reported and deleted them immediately. Even though it was an unsuccessful prank, it was beyond worth it for how much my friends and I were laughing at our own jokes." Hmm. How can I subscribe to Ferret Facts Premium?
Please.
That's what I'm wondering.
That's an incredible practical joke, and the dedication deserves applause, I think.
Yeah. Can we get some...
Where's the soundboard for applause?
I have the soundboard, actually. Hold on. Let me control F.
That was a good Cosmo conclusion, I think.
What? Mm-hmm. That was a Cosmo conclusion?
Yeah.
Where was the... What was inclusive of that?
You concluded.
Give us an honor conclusion.
An honor conclusion? Hashtag love ferrets. Period. And also, where can I subscribe to this? I want these texts.
I like the Moto Moto Mogo Mogo thing. That reminds me of that one... I think it was an iCarly episode where they convinced like this one kid that they were tutoring that there was a number between 6 and 7. No?
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks, Anna.
I've seen a clip of that before.
Yeah.
Harmless pranks like that are great.
But didn't he like fail the test?
Probably.
Yeah. So.
So, that
prank. So who really won?
Yeah.
What is this? Is this our outro music?
Wait, how do I make this music?
Oh my god!
How do you make it stop?
Whoa.
Sorry.
Bye bye.
That was like the 100th sound I read, and there was no applause, but know that I would have given it if it was on the soundboard.
All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
It's also
wait, which is that one? What's that called?
Riz sound effect. There's like multiple.
Dude, I would hate us if I was listening.
I feel like we've devolved.
I have a question. Does your house at all like succumb to brain rot? Have you guys been infected? Hello? Are you there? We lost you.
Sorry, my brain rotted. I think only I have succumbed to brain rot. I think it's because I'm, like, genuinely addicted to TikTok.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Young Sheldon. No.
Yeah, what's Young Sheldon been up to the past week on? Yeah.
You know...
I noticed you were following a fan page.
Yeah, all of them. I actually run it. What?
Honestly, like... No hate, though, because I feel like fan pages and all that are so big now, it's, like, a great way to earn, like, money, because you can just grow really big and, like, get an organic fan base, and then all of a sudden you just start, like, displaying the stupidest advertisements.
Yeah.
But it's so profitable.
Yeah. What do you think if you had to do a fan page, what do you think it would be?
Milk.
Yeah, honestly, I would be, like, an unironic, like, dairy lobby. So, my username would be, like, the dairy lobbyist or something, and then I would just like go all out for like dairy products.
Would you call yourself like a milkfluencer?
I guess you could say so. Yeah. And then we'd post stuff against like plant-based milk alternatives such as soy milk, oat milk, almond milk, all the above.
What's that? What is that noise?
Because that's what happens when you don't drink Roma.
I guess so, yeah.
You're so right.
Thanks. Oh my god. There's a sound on here called Bone Crack, and I don't want to play that one.
Don't play it.
Oh. Yeah, I'm worried.
Okay. I have a question. Separate question.
Yeah.
Keep us on track. We've talked about simple pleasures. What do you think about guilty pleasures?
Oh, I knew this was coming.
Did you?
No. I'm just buying time here.
I'm just trying to be relatable.
struggle. So what's your guilty pleasure then?
To answer this question, I need to know, one, do guilty pleasures have to be something that, like, you should be embarrassed to do, right? Like, that's what it is. Okay.
Oh, you're thinking a lot.
I don't know. I think every once in a while, and I've been trying to not do this, but every once in a while, waking up and going on my phone for an hour in bed is a guilty pleasure, if not more. I feel like just scrolling on like the most low quality Instagram reels sometimes is what my brain needs.
I got you. A little dopamine hit.
My guilty pleasure is Karma by JoJo Siwa.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay.
No more elaboration.
Noted.
How does it go again?
Nope.
Can we get that cued for the outro?
What's going on here?
Unfortunately, it has a bad word, so we can't play it.
That's fine. I can just stop it before then.
I thought... I wouldn't expect JoJo Siwa to be cursing in her song.
Yeah.
Well, clearly you haven't seen...
Did you watch the video? I guess not.
Oh, no, my God.
Do you want to, like, tell us how the video goes?
I feel like I can't talk about it.
No worries. Next time. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but trust, like, I think you should watch it. I think it'll change your life.
That's going to be my homework for the week.
This one? Is this what you're talking about? Okay. Okay, JoJo.
Oh, wow.
You don't want to sing along? Or just
I'm good.
Just letting it play? All right, fair enough.
I just want to listen to it.
Karaoke lyrics, though?
Yeah, let me...
Okay. That word is coming.
It says it's clean.
Really?
Unless there's maybe two versions.
Hmm.
I don't know.
There's good JoJo and evil twin JoJo. The dichotomy.
JoJo C1.
Oh my god, do you guys know?
Sojo Jiwa.
Oh, never mind.
That's good.
I think I'm just on TikTok way too much.
you said Sojo Jiwa.
I don't know, man. I'm running on fumes.
I'll share my guilty pleasure.
Please.
Which is like kind of building off what I had before. And obviously there's other guilty pleasures I have, but this is the one that comes to mind. In contrast to waiting in a line behind other people and not being able to control that, I think the mobile order feature on like fast food apps, particularly Dunkin', is my guilty pleasure. Because like I could literally just be like hopping out of the shower, get my $6 Dunkin' meal deal ordered plus 38 cents in tax, and it's just like I can like walk in there and grab it and not even look at another human, and I feel like it's like, but it is a guilty pleasure because it's like so much faster, it gives me a little extra time, and it's like very satisfying when I crave it sometimes.
Yeah, can I change my answer now based off of that, because you inspired me a little bit? I think ordering off of Grubhub at like 1 in the morning is my guilty pleasure. 100 million percent.
But you're ashamed of that?
Yes, because it sucks every time. Like, and it's never worth it, and it's always a little bit too expensive, and I justify it by being like it's okay, like I'm really hungry. Like, we all get a treat once in a while. Yeah, it's,
and then once in a while it turns into
daily. I'm expecting that, like, for whatever reason, the burger quality of like Wendy's is gonna be decent at any hour of the day, let alone 1 a.m.
Nope.
Yeah, no, it's every single time. It's like just a nuclear bomb went off in my stomach.
I'll never forget your and Kai's like Taco Bell mukbangs last year.
Oh my god, yeah, Lewis. That's a perfect way to put it.
I think your fatal flaw is ordering from Wendy's at 1 a.m.
Seriously.
Wendy's?
Did you not just say Wendy's?
Wendy's? Sorry, I was going to say.
Yeah, Wendy's fast food.
So funny.
Do you guys remember like Wendy's Twitter back in 2017?
Yeah.
So savage.
I feel like that kind of, I feel like started the trend of letting the marketing team kind of just, or letting the social media team kind of just like go wild when it came to responding to people.
Yeah. Because like, and that's a great point. Like since then, like, if you see someone like, or like a social media account, like with a, you know, like a blue check and like saying things like it's not even too surprising anymore because they've done, like they blazed the trail. But right before that, there's like this whole, like, I feel like kind of like very like PR mindset with social media of like, you know, like specific like rules and norms you have to follow in terms of being like courteous and friendly and like customer oriented. And then Wendy's came on and they're like, we don't care.
Yeah.
And I hate to suggest it, but perhaps they knew that their food is so lackluster that they just, you know, couldn't defend it online. So then they almost embrace a different persona. Yeah.
Do you ever think it's a little disingenuous, though? Like, because when I see posts like that, I'm like, okay, I can't help but think about that one single probably intern that, like, responded to this comment. And the fact that, like, Wendy's would hypothetically fire them instantly, like, if they felt like it. I don't know. It feels like disingenuous.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, whatever. It's social media marketing. Like, all of it's fake, per se. But I don't know. It feels like silly. It's like you're trying to act like, oh, I'm just like a little silly tweeter or like silly like TikTok user, and not like a multi-billion dollar brand than I am.
No, I would agree. I think so. I think in the very initial iteration, like, no, it wasn't disingenuous. But then since then, you know, you can only imagine, like, this is all getting improved by, like, the company's board, and they're like, oh, well, this is going to translate to more clicks, which is more profit, and, you know. So, not to go too deep, but yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. It's 3:56. Should we do an outro? Should we queue up some songs?
Yeah, and it's not a bad idea.
Blow this popsicle stand? Oh, you need to go, dude.
No, I'm just going to go to Mini Mart to get the batteries.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be open.
Your time for that passed.
I know. Yeah. In my mind, I thought about it, and I was like, I don't want to walk to campus right now.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm not going to... You guys talk about something. I'm going to queue up a song. I can't. I don't know. Great timing. My God.
We got the auto tune on right now. Oh, and my verse is about to come up.
Go.
Hey. I'm not going to.
Yeah. What do you need batteries for?
So I need to get batteries. I need 6 AAA batteries for my bike lights. And I could have sworn I had bike lights, but then my other ones, like, the batteries died. And then I'm going to go bike to my intramural flag football playoff game.
Wait, sorry, what? I laughed. I was thinking about the fart sound. I'm sorry. It wasn't at you.
I'm done talking for today. Thanks for listening, guys.
Well, I guess we'll outro. Cosmo?
You start. Outro. I'm struggling over here.
Okay, well, this is Anna.
This is Nick.
And this is Cosmo.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Right.
You guys suck for that.
Right back. One more time.
91.
Can we say bad advice first, too?
Yeah, this is bad advice. Yeah,
this is bad advice.
I'm Cosmo.
I'm Anna.
I'm Nick.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And tune in a week from now at Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., when we talk about something that you can't wait to hear about, and it's top secret.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like everyone was having fun, the kind of feeling I waited so long.